So often you'll find yourself Shabbos afternoon and you sit on the couch is your iPhone. And what are you going to do? You want to sit on the couch and you got a phone on the couch. So everyone knows, like Judaism 101, you know, Shabbos 101 is that if something is a kli shemalachto le'isser, a kli which is normally used for isser purposes, let's just talk about a pen. A pen is a good example. So you're allowed to move it if you need the pen to scratch your head, like tzarach gufo, you know, something, or to crush walnuts, some walnuts or whatever it is to help mash up your salad. So you can use the pen for that. Or tzarach makomo, or if you need the place where the pen is. So if your pen is on the couch, you're allowed to pick the pen up and move the pen away. If the pen is blocking your svarim and you need to get a safer and it's on your bookshelf, you could pick the pen up and move the pen away so you could get your Rambam on Shabbos. Basics of Yiddishkeit. Now let's say instead of a pen, it's your iPhone. And your phone, your $500 phone, $700, I'm going to ask you how much your phone is, $1,000 phone, yeah, your very expensive new, what are we up to? iPhone, I have an i5, I think. What are we up to? 9?
10.
So 10, how much is $1,000? So, yeah, so iPhone 10 is on your shelf and you need a Rambam. Are you allowed to take your iPhone 10, which is off, it's off, and pick it up and move it out of the way to get your Rambam on Shabbos? Or if it's on your couch, are you allowed to pick it up so you can sit down and relax on your couch? Tzarach gufo, tzarach makom. So says Shulchan Aruch, call in Shinches, all kelim can be moved on Shabbos for, you know, for except chutz muktzo machmas chisarum kis. Except for something which is this weird phrase, muktzo machmas chisarum kis, which is muktzo because it's
expensive.
We'll see what that means. Okay. For example, you have a mila knife. I don't know how much a mila knife goes for these days, but apparently they're very expensive. Or a shechita knife, or a quill to write svarim. These are some examples. Since you're makbid on it, never to use it for anything else, you're never going to take your fancy quill, which you use as your sulfur, and use it to scratch your head or to crack walnuts. And therefore, since that quill is so makbid not to use it for anything else, it's usher to move it on Shabbos. Here's the kicker, even for tzarach mekomo, tzarach gufo. So in other words, if your fancy mila knife, or your quill to write svarim, $1,000 quill to write svarim, is lying on your couch, you're not going to pick it up to sit there on Shabbos. It's tzarach mekomo, but no, you need to sit the place over there, or you need it to scratch your head, I don't know, you need it for to crack walnuts. Still, you can't do that because since it's tzarach, it's muktzo machmas chisarum kis, therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to use it for tzarach, you wouldn't be allowed to take it, tzarach gufo, tzarach mekomo. Straight up, no questions, except for a beis meir. Comes along a beis meir, which is quoted in the Shaar Tzion, and says, one second, how do I define something which is muktzo machmas chisarum kis? So how would you say muktzo machmas chisarum kis? You threw out a word before?
Expensive.
I would tell you also, based on Shulchan Aruch, it means shkevan shemakpidim shalolasos bemtash mishacher. You wouldn't use that mila knife to play baseball with, not a good idea for other reasons, but you wouldn't play, I don't know, paddle ball with your mila knife because it's so expensive, it's so worth, it's specific for a usage, you wouldn't use it for anything else. Comes along the base mayor and says, that's not the only thing which makes something muktzo machmas chisarum kis. It has to have another criteria as well. You know what the criteria is? It has to be designated to a specific spot. In other words, it has to have a special place on your shelf where it doesn't move from there, unless when you need it, and therefore you don't just leave it lying around. His lashon is your lahakbid liyached lo makom. You're makbid to place in a specific place. In other words, everything could be moved if it's on the couch and you need to sit there, tzarach gufo, tzarach makomo, unless it's expensive, and here the coin to the base mayor is that key, and it normally has a designated place in your house. So I guess a mila knife, you always have a designated place, and on the closet, or your whatever your quill, you keep on top of your shelf. But what about your phone? Now I ask, you have a designated place for your iPhone?
No.
Mistama not. Most people not. Sometimes maybe over here, you put it over there. I know it depends on, say, it's on a camera. It depends maybe if you're a boy or a girl, where you keep your phone, right? Men sometimes a little bit more pockets. Women don't have pockets, so the phone ends up all over the place. And then your wife tells you, could you please call my phone? And you say, that's the seventh time I've done that already today, right? So you should still call it anyway for them. But still, phones don't really have set places. Otherwise, they wouldn't get lost. iPhones wouldn't have to create a button where you could call, press the button, and you could call your phone if your phone's at a set place. So therefore, if you hold like the base mayor, maybe your phone doesn't become mukhsa machmas chisaron kiss, and therefore you'd be allowed to take your phone off the couch. I saw online in some English place says that's the pshat, and that an iPhone you're allowed to move from a couch because it's not mukhsa machmas chisaron kiss because you don't have a set place for it. I think Rania's daiti, that's a mistake. That's too big of a kula. I like to do kulas also, but that's too big of a kula. Because many people say this base mayor, he's not really saying anything so great. Rav Moshe Feinstein says he's not giving you a big heter that if it doesn't have a designated place, it doesn't become mukhsa machmas chisaron kiss. Designated place is just another way to say expensive. Meaning it doesn't really mean you have to have a set shelf that says iPhone shelf. This is where I always put my iPhone to make it become mukhsa machmas chisaron kiss. It just means something which is expensive. You usually are careful and you put it on top of the shelf where no one else can get it. But therefore, it comes out we're back to square one. I ask you a question. Is an iPhone considered mukhsa machmas chisaron kiss? It would sound like yes. Therefore, if your iPhone is on your table and you want to set up the table for Shabbos, or your iPhone's on the couch, are you allowed to move it? No, you're stuck. It's mukhsa machmas chisaron kiss. What are you going to do? So is there any hetera? No? How do you make something not mukhsa machmas chisaron kiss?
Let kids play with it.
Answer is, if you show that you're not machbit about it, even during the week, and that I don't care about my iPhone, it's lav dafka on Shabbos. It could be Tuesday, so your kid comes over to you and grabs your phone. I know, my girls never grab my phone. Now I have two boys. My two boys, they always grab my phone. It must be a boy-girl thing. My girls never cared to touch my phone. Now my boys, all they want to do is they want to grab the phone. They know how to find the pictures. You know, they know how to get to the videos, whatever it is. That and how they know how to do it. They're 2 years old. But somehow kids know how to do that. So therefore, the kids always grab your phone. If you let them play with your phone, what does it show you? You're not machbit about it. Even though it's $1,000, it's even expensive is a criteria, but it's not the only criteria. Shulchan Aruch's language is kevin shemakpidim shvolasos bemtash mishacher. You want to talk to your wife. You want to, I don't know, do something else. You want to learn. So you want your kid to stop bothering you. So what do? You give him the phone. If you give him the phone, I'm not saying that's a good chinuch. I'm not saying that's a good parenting advice, but practically we all do it. And therefore, if that's the case, your phone all of a sudden doesn't become mukhsa machmas chisaron kiss. And so says the Piskei Tshuvas. If you look in his footnote, he gives an example. How do you make something not machbit? He doesn't quote anyone for it, but he says you give it to your kids. That shows that you're not machbit. So the chabura should be over now. We solved all the problem. Just give the phone to your kid and everything is great. Except I've got a chumra for you. Comes along Aruch HaShabbos and says not so fast. Doesn't work so clearly like that. You just give it to someone. Let me ask you a question. Does your phone have any permitted purpose on Shabbos? No. The phone seemingly is completely awesome. So says the Aruch HaShabbos, it's not so clear, even if you get rid of the concept of mukhsa machmas chisaron kiss. You say a phone is just like a pen. But a pen I could use to play, I don't know, to play pickup sticks with a pen. A pen has other usage on it. You could play a pen, you could line it up, or you could play games with a pen. A pen is non-mukhsa uses. That's why if a pen's on the couch, you could technically move it. But what about if something has no permitted use on Shabbos? Do you still say you're allowed to move it because of tzarech mekomo, tzarech gufo? Says the Aruch HaShabbos, not so clear. That's actually a machlokas rishonim. And he says, what about a klisha malachta l'iser that has no permitted purpose? And what's his example? Kagon, and then you're like, oh shoot, machshir telephone. It's a machshir telephone. I think a cell phone, no? It's a machshir telephone. I think that's what it means, a cell phone, no? Oh, metzalma is a camera, no? Recorder, what is it, something like camera, right? So something which has no permitted use, he says, is a huge problem. He says, Nechlugubo Rishonim Bachronim Imdino Kashar Klisha Malachto Lisser Mutter Vitalto Tzarkufo Makomo. He says, it's not so clear that you're allowed to move it if it's on your couch. So says the Aruch HaShabbos, you could rely upon it Bishas Adchak. He says, if Bishas Adchak, you have a phone on your couch and you really need to move it, you got company coming, you need the couch, you could say, well, it's not Muchma Muchsamach Machmas Chisarim Kis because my kids play with it on Tuesday. It's Klisha Malach Dol Isser, but it's only used for Isser purposes. Well, maybe I could rely on the Kula Shitas, he quotes Moshe Feinstein. Maybe they're Mekel in that situation, you would be allowed to move it in that situation. Another way to get out of it, if you think about it, is maybe a phone does have permitted purposes. What's a permitted phone usage of your phone on Shabbos? Oh, excellent. A clock. If, let's say, I don't know, if my phone, it shuts off after a few seconds. If there's ways to set the phone, that the phone could stay, you could see the time on it all the whole time, right? You could make it that it...
Display.
Right? The display is displayed the whole time. So if that's the case, your phone technically does have a usage on Shabbos. You're not going to cause any electricity, you're just going to stay on, you're going to tell the time. So they talk about paperweights. And the Arch of Shabbos says, paperweights, are you kidding me? You know, no one really uses paperweights these now. They each wants to say you hold down your tablecloth. He says, come on, that's not a real usage. He was worried about your problem. He says it's not so clear that counts as a usage. But he says a clock? So that you're going to have a real clock. If you keep your timer on the whole time and you really need a phone to see, look, most people don't wear watches anymore because we have our phones. Shabbos, what do? You don't know what time it is. So let's say you walk around on Shabbos with your phone on and that's going to be your timer. So does that make it permitted? So Arch the Shabbos says that would maybe permit it with Tzarech Makomo, Tzarech Gufo. He says very carefully, that doesn't mean that you're allowed to walk around with it with Chachila. It doesn't mean you're allowed to keep a phone in your pocket because that's a Zilzal Shabbos. He says, no way, Jose. Don't think that I'm coming out of here, you're allowed to walk around with on a cell phone which is on Shabbos and say, oh, I'm using it for the time. No. But what it does mean is that you have a cell phone which is off and it's on your couch, you'd possibly be allowed to move it, says Arch Shabbos, because since it's something which is not Chisarim Kis, because you give it to your children to play with, it's also, even if it's Muktzah Shemalach Dol Isser, it's a regular Muktzah, you're allowed to move it, Tzarech Gufo Makomo. Don't tell me, oh, it has no permitted purpose, because it does have a permitted purpose, because you could always use it as a watch. If that's the case, Halach Lomais, you'd be allowed to move your phone if you let your kids play with it, if it's on your couch on Shabbos, Tzarech Gufo, Tzarech Makomo, that would be a heter. However, some are machmir about it, and therefore preferably should try to put your phones away before Shabbos.
Teething ring.